Morning, Lee.
Through the month of August, it is off-grid month, so today we're chatting about batteries.
That's right, mate, and so these are the most integral part of an off-grid system, especially ones that, you know, takes its energy source from solar power. As we all know, solar power is a daytime phenomenon. We don't have any way of harnessing moonlight yet, so we best design our solar systems to be able to generate enough power to run our daytime loads, as well as collect enough and store enough energy, extra energy to use at the night time. So for that, obviously we're going to need storage of some description, and the most common type of storage device is a battery.
Okay, lead acid batteries, they're the most common storage device, aren't they?
That's correct, mate. So we've all had one in our cars. They've been around for over 150 years, invented by a French physicist in 1859 to be exact. Charging the battery starts a chemical reaction where the sulfuric acid in the electrolyte largely converts to water, and discharging the battery converts it back to sulfuric acid again. Look, now, we've discussed the chemical composition a couple of times before, so I won't go into it again, but they come in three main varieties.
All right, so that's lead acid batteries, the most common storage device. What about flooded cell?
But this is the cheapest sort of format in the lead acid range. But these require a fair bit of maintenance. The cells have to be constantly topped up with electrolyte, which would be distilled water. And if not looked after, they'll dry out and fail. Being used in off-grids for many years.
Next is AGM lead or absorbed glass mat cells.
That's the one. So these are the next most prevalent in the lead acid lineup. The electrolyte is held within a fine fiberglass mesh. These are generally spill-proof and maintenance-free. But this format allows plates in the cells to have different configurations, so we can actually lay some of these batteries, and we can lay them flat, we can stack them up. Some are being internally wound to cylindrical shape, so they've got more storage. But these are commonly used as either a traction battery or in the off-grid sort of systems.
Adrian, finally we have gel lead. How long have they been around for?
They've been around probably 30 or 40 years, I imagine, the gels. We've used them for over 13 years. These are made by mixing the sulfuric acid electrolyte with silica gelling agents, and these have all the advantages of AGM battery, but they last longer as they have better heat transfer abilities and they can operate better in temperature extremes, much better than, say, the flooded or the AGMs. But overcharging is a death sentence for them, as operating with a jelly-like electrolyte means if we gas those batteries are kaput. So they have to be set up correctly. Both gel and AGM fall under what we call the VRLA category of lead-acid battery, and that stands for valve-regulated lead acid. Don't really want to take any of these lead batteries past 50% ever in regards to discharge. DMS Energy primarily use the dual batteries from the Battery Energy Australia range, and they're an Australian company, and we've been using their SunGel Ultras for quite a while.
How old have you been using the lead battery systems now?
Yeah, 13 years, mate. And look, this is the best part about it. It's tried and true technology. It's cost-effective for off-grid. And we know how these systems are going to age and perform. And if they've been sized correctly and they're operated correctly, we expect 15 to 20 years lifespan out of them.
That's pretty important, isn't it? Next, we've got lithium batteries.
Yep, so these are becoming more common. And these come in a variety of chemistries, but the predominant identifying ingredient is lithium. We have lithium iron phosphate, or LiPiPo, is the most common. Lithium manganese, lithium titanate, lithium cobalt oxide, and the list goes on.
Now, Adrian, lithium chemistry batteries, they're very energy dense, aren't they?
That's right. So you can have much more storage in a smaller area as opposed to lead, but they have to be managed correctly, or they can have a potential there to catch fire, and this is what we call a thermal runaway. Some chemistries of lithium are better than others at avoiding this.
And I guess we have to avoid overcharging the batteries too.
That's right. And to do this, we have a lot of supporting electronics to maintain correct cell voltage and balance. And we've been using lithiums in off-grids for around 7 years. And to be honest, in some applications, this is the best chemistry. But the lithium off-grids we've got out there, they're the only batteries that ever really give us any dramas out in the field. It's not the chemistry, it's the supporting electronics that cause nuisance faults. But when your only supply is an off-grid system, a nuisance trip or fault can be a big deal. Great for sites, though, that have high current requirements, and these can be drawn down to 80% without too much detriment. The beauty of the lithium batteries is the current capacity remains relatively consistent until they're depleted, and then the performance just falls off a cliff. As opposed to, say, lead-acid batteries, where the performance suffers sort of on a linear sort of level as the voltage gets lower and lower and lower as the battery is discharged. So a lead battery's best performance is at a higher state of charge. And DMS Energy, look, when we do use lithiums, we use the Australian-made Power Plus lithiums. When lithiums are going to be the best choice for our clients' requirements, lithiums are going to be more expensive than lead acid.
What about flow batteries?
So these are really cool, and I won't go into too much details. I could dedicate a month to power savers, just to talk about flow batteries.
Yep.
But the best way to describe this in layman's terms is to compare it to electroplating. Charging is building, so there's a zinc bromide solution, and charging is taking the zinc out of that solution and laying it down on the anodes, and discharging is stripping the layers back off again. And what's interesting with these batteries is no self-discharge. In theory, you could charge one up to 100%, turn it off, and come back in 50 years later and turn it on, and it'd still be at 100%.
These would suit sort of more larger installations.
Yeah, they're pretty big and bulky,
yep.
But there's no loss of capacity over their lifetime. So they're not like any other, like leads and lithiums, they lose their capacity over time, whereas these don't. But the pumps and ancillary equipment that makes the magic happen does wear out. DMS Energy has recently completed the largest red flow battery installation in Australia, and we're in the process of adding another 120 kilowatt of solar panels to that site.
So that's a bit of a snapshot. So there's tons more battery chemistry types out there, isn't there?
Oh, there is, and you could spend weeks talking about them. And there are other types of energy storage devices other than batteries, like just pumping water up a hill and then running the water back down the hill. That's energy storage. But the batteries we talked about today are the most common in Tassie. And when it comes to deciding which battery technology is right for you, this is where your off-grid designer comes into play.
And at DMS Energy, you're the North West Coast leading off-grid designers and installers.
That's correct, mate. Yep. And so off-grid design is a bit of a dark art, but we are also the largest users and sellers of Victron off-grid components, coupled with our quality panels such as LG, Qcell, SolarEdge, and our long-term relationship with Battery Energy Australia. We have the right combination of components to suit every application.
Fantastic. Okay, Adrian, where do we find you?
So you'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or you can give us a call on 1300 502 599, or the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or come and look for us on Facebook. But we travel all along the northwest coast, and like Smith and Tema, down the west coast, all the way through to Launceston. So we pretty well go anywhere.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy in Sprayton. We'll have more power savers again next week.
No worries.